A muffled thunk sounded on the other side of the hatch, loud enough that Satchel's eyes flicked away from Vistara's face toward the Durasteel she was leaning against.
"Lord Talon died because Aboloth had taken him,"
Vistara said, trying to hold Satchel's attention for just a few seconds longer. Surely the hatch would be open by then.
"As did my father. I had no other choice."
"There is always a choice, Jedi Kai."
Satchel stood, and more boots appeared next to hers. Vistara holstered her blaster pistol and also rose, her lightsaber gripped tight in both hands.
"My mission is the key to Sith conquest," she yelled.
She felt a slight vibration, as though something heavy had just settled onto the floor on the other side of the hatch.
"Let me prove it!"
Satchel stepped into view, surrounded by her Sith. Some were armed with lightsabers, and some with blasters, and a couple were still holding grenades. A sure sign, Vistara knew, that they too had sensed the activity on the other side of the hatch. But the High Lord did not order a charge. She simply locked gazes with Vistara and said,
"Very well. Prove it to me."
Vistara couldn't believe it. Was her stalling tactic actually going to save her?
"And if I do?" she asked. "You let me go so I can complete my mission?"
A mocking sneer came to Satchel's face.
"Of course," she said. "If you prove to me that this mission is real, how could I refuse you?"
"You couldn't,"
Vistara agreed. She was beginning to think that her position just might be better than she had dared to hope, that it might even be possible for her to return to the Lost Tribe as a hero and a lord herself.
"I can tell you the identity of the Jedi Queen. Would that be proof enough of my mission?"
An astonished silence fell over the entire Sith company, and Satchel's eyes went wide. The Kashyyri studied Vistara for several moments, probing with the Force to see whether she was being truthful. And Vistara let her, because she was telling the truth. She knew the identity of the Jedi Queen, and if revealing that secret was the only way to survive and go free, then reveal it she would. A loud thunk reverberated through the hatch, and Vistara knew she was out of time.
"When that hatch opens, it will be too late," she said. "After I'm seen with you, I'll never be able to get close to the Jedi Queen again."
Finally, Satchel nodded.
"If I believe what you tell me," she said. "But there can be no doubts. I must believe you."
"You will."
Vistara deactivated her lightsaber, hoping to appear more confident than she was. She hung it from her belt.
"The Jedi Queen's name is Alana Solo."
Satchel frowned, obviously sensing the truth of what Vistara claimed, but still struggling to put all the pieces together.
"Emilia Solo?"
she asked.
"The adopted daughter of Han and Leia Solo?"
Vistara shook her head.
"Her real name isn't Emilia."
She was starting to feel hollow and sick inside, for she was well aware of how terribly she had just betrayed Ben. But better to betray him than to die at the hands of a Force torturer herself.
"It's Alana Solo, and she's not the Solo's adopted anything. She's actually the daughter of Queen Mother Tennel Kaa."
Satchel's eyes shone in sudden comprehension, and she deactivated her own lightsaber.
"The heir to the Haban throne lives?"
she asked.
"And the Solos are raising her?"
"That is what I am saying,"
Vistara confirmed.
"And more. It's common knowledge among the Jedi that Queen Mother Tennel Kaa and Jacen Solo were close when they were young. There are those who believe they stayed close even after she assumed the Haban throne.